Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are talking about a 1996 IRS procedure that quietly changed everything for property owners. It is called Revenue Procedure 9631. Here is the problem it solved. Imagine you bought a building 5 years ago. You have been writing it off over 39 years, the standard commercial rate. But a cost segregation engineer looks at your building and finds that a big chunk of it, maybe carpet, special wiring, process plumbing, should have been written off over 5 or 7 years. You have been leaving money on the table. Before 1996, fixing that was a headache. You had to go back and refile every past tax return, one by one. That meant lawyer fees, accountant time, and a lot of back and forth with the IRS. Most people just did not bother. Revenue Procedure 9631 changed that. It said you do not need to amend anything. Instead, file one form. That form is called Form 3115. It tells the IRS you are changing your accounting method, specifically how you are depreciating your building. When you file it, you calculate all the depreciation you missed in prior years and take it all at once in the current year. That catch-up amount has a name. It is called the Section 481A adjustment. So, if you miss $40,000 in accelerated depreciation over 5 years, you do not get it in five small pieces. You get all $40,000 in the year you file the Form 3115. That is a powerful deduction. This matters for cost segregation because it means a study does not have to happen the day you buy a building. You can own a property for years, decide to do a study today, reclassify the components, and still capture every dollar of missed write-offs going back to when you put the building in service. That is what we call a retroactive or look-back study. Now, a few honest things to know. Revenue Procedure 9631 has been replaced. It started a chain of updates. That chain runs through several successor procedures, and the one in effect today for method change filings is Revenue Procedure 2025-23. We will cover that one separately. But 9631 is where the idea started. It is the ancestor of the whole system. The concept it established, one form, 1 year, no amended returns, is still how it works today. If your study involves a look-back adjustment, that process traces its roots directly to this 1996 ruling. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. You can find the full authority library in your study report.